Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nick Ibarra podcast. I am Nick Ibarra, your host, and this is the place where we're going to discuss family, finance, fitness, and life in general. So if that's what you're interested in, you're at the right place. So not too long ago, I was having a discussion with a buddy of mine. He also owns a business. He owns a moving truck company. He does moving for businesses and residential customers. And we weren't necessarily talking about business, but we were talking about the business mindset, the concept of entrepreneurship, the concept of kind of being out there, paving your own way, making your own path in your business, and your business idea, and your mission, and your goals for the business. And and we got to talking about how quite often it is it's difficult for us to identify with other people when it comes to the idea of work, of work ethic, of several different things when it comes to careers and career options. And it got me to thinking about the concept of birds of a feather typically flock together. And most of us have heard that statement or that phrase, and some of us have not. But the idea is that regardless of who we are, regardless of how we grew up or how we live life, we're going to tend to hang around or be around or surround ourselves with individuals who are similar to us, who are of like minds, who have the same ideas, values, sometimes education, interests, hobbies, that type of thing. And, you know, so we think back to high school, when we were in high school. You know, obviously there's exceptions to each one, each example that I'm going to give. But when we were in high school, the jocks hung out together, the preps hung out together. It wasn't too often that you found hippies hanging out with chess club players and chess club players hanging out with the high school quarterback and the prom queen. So, you know, that kind of mindset moves into college. You got your frats, you got your stoners, you got, you know, your jocks, you got, you know, and you're going to intertwine each other. You know, you're going to come across situations where jocks are in frats you know, some hippies are also in science club. But generally speaking, you know, the people who you hang around with are the same people that are doing the things that you're doing, that are in the activities that you're in. You get into the military. My experience in the military may have been very different than other people's experience, but, you know, the black dudes hung out with other black dudes most of the time. The Hispanics hung out with Hispanics. The white guys hung out with white guys. You know, the country boys hung out with country boys. And again, there's always exceptions to the rule. Some of my best friends are not white guys or Hispanics. They're black dudes. And you know, I was half Hispanic. Well, I am half Hispanic and half white, but I hung out with the white dudes, the metalheads and the country boys, you know. But they hung around with guys who liked the same music, who liked the same activities, who did the same things they did. And then it goes into, you know, when we get, as we get older, we typically tend to hang around people that are in our same social status or that are around the same age as us. And then we get into situations, extreme situations like drug addicts. Drug addicts aren't going to hang around with insurance agents most of the time. There may be some situations where there's a cross-pollination of some sort, but typically you're not going to find, you know, a junkie that's borderline homeless hanging out with a successful insurance agent. And one of my favorites is family law. When we get into the family law concept, you know, we find people that come to us that say, oh, this person's such a bad person. He hangs out with all these bad people and he does drugs. And, you know, let me tell you all these horrible things about my ex. And then we say, you know, okay, well, we understand, you know, there's certain things we can do to protect the children, you know, that kind of thing. Tell us how long you've been together. Oh, we've been together 15 years. So what you're telling me, sir or ma'am, is that you've been together with this person for 15 years who hangs out with all these horrible people and does all these horrible things, but you didn't condone it. You didn't enable it. You weren't a part of it. A lot of times it's pretty hard to believe. You know, again, there are always exceptions to the rule, but don't come around the corner saying, look at what this person on the other side of the corner is doing and how bad they are. And then tell us that you've been hanging around with them for 15 years and you aren't part of that same flock of people. So, anyways, to the point of today's discussion, again, people who hang around each other typically have the same values, the same morals, the same, interests and hobbies. And so, one of the things that we have to do as people who strive to do better every day, who strive to become better individuals, who strive to become better employees, who strive to become better people in the gym, stronger people in the gym, healthier people in our fitness journey, is to hang around people that understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how we have to do it. The reality is that the more disciplined we become, the more advanced we become, whether it's in business or whether it's in fitness or whatever our hobbies are or whatever our personal goals are, the more advanced we become, the more narrow, well, I should say the smaller the group of individuals we are going to be able to surround ourselves that truly understand where we're coming from. And so what I mean is, like, we'll take business, for instance, and come full circle to the discussion with my friend, is that, whenever I'm, brainstorming, dreamscaping, some people call it. But whenever I'm brainstorming about, what I want to do in business and how I want to achieve certain things, how I want to work towards helping more clients, how I want to work towards becoming more involved in fitness, less involved in family law, I have all these ideas, and what it takes is time. It takes time to market. It takes time to understand and learn certain concepts that'll help me get into different niche markets. And the reality is that while I have these ideas, most people see Nick as this guy who owns a fitness company, and he needs 20 extra hours a week to be able to train clients, to be able to do certain things, and they don't understand that if you're going to grow, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes sacrifice. And there are certain people that understand that, and those are the people that spent day and night for years and years and years giving everything they had to a company. I know a family law attorney that I talked to a couple years ago. He said, "Nick, for the first time in several years, I actually have time to do something besides work." He said, "For years, he said, all I did was work, work, work. And then when I got done working, I'd sleep a little bit, but then I'd work some more." I remember getting texts and emails from this guy at 5:30 in the morning about cases, and that's a rarity in the world of law. Most attorneys, we're going to come in a little bit later than 5:30 in the morning. And the reality is he was working, busting his ass to get that business going. And now he has three paralegals, one administrative staff, and another attorney. And he made that motherfucker grow. But the reality is it took sacrifice. He wasn't dating. He wasn't socializing. He wasn't doing anything except for making the business grow. And, so that's an extreme level of sacrifice that people are willing to make when they want to succeed at the level of making it on their own, or becoming professional athletes, or doing whatever it is. And the reality is that not very many people understand that. Not very many people are going to say, I may not understand, but I will support you. They may say it, but what do they do with their actions? They're bitching about how much you don't come and hang out with them on Friday nights at the dance club, or they're bitching because you don't make Wednesday night pie night. And the reality is because you got things to do. You got shit to make happen. And there are going to be people that pick at you that say, "Hey, you're never going to make it. You're never, I've talked to you about my stories about people that said I wasn't going to make it in the Marines. Talk to you about people who said I wasn't going to make it in politics. Talk to you about people who said I wasn't going to make it in bodybuilding. And you know what? I stayed focused. I used their negativity as fuel for my success. And what I also did is I minimized it. And what do I mean by that? Is if you take all the people you hang out with, and those people equal 100% of your social circle, the reality is that each person plays a certain role, a certain percent in that social circle. So if you got 10 people that you surround yourself with, and three of them are always naysaying, are always feeding you negative energy, but you have seven people that are saying, "Hey man, I support you. I may not understand you," or, "Hey, I support you. I get it. I've been there." Hey, you got 70% forward momentum, 30% negative momentum, okay? And so the reality is you have to take that 70% and focus on it. You use that 30% to say, "Hey, I'll show you," I'll show you how you're wrong. I'll show you what I mean. I'll show you how I'm going to succeed and how when it's all said and done, you're going to still be sitting in the same fucking place watching Netflix all weekend while I'm taking vacations in 10 years. You know, the reality is that you can use that negativity as fuel, but you have to use it as positive fuel, as the fuel that drives you, not the fuel that says, yeah, they're probably right. This is taking 1 year or 2 years, and I'm just not seeing the results I want to see. The reality is it's not going to take 1 year. It's not going to take 2 years. It's a lifelong journey, because I guarantee you, just like in fitness, is that you're going to reach some goal that you have for whatever obstacle or whatever dream that you have in the long term, and you're going to say, damn, I reached that goal. What's the next goal? I have it with clients all the time in fitness. Hey, Nick, I lost that 20 pounds. What's next? Man, let's talk about new goals. That's the reality of it. And so here's the thing. You need to surround yourself with people that are doing the same things you're doing and doing it better. Because if you can do that, and you have the ability to be humble enough to say, hey, these motherfuckers are better than me, so I better shut my mouth and listen to what they're saying, watch what they're doing, and take in every bit of information I possibly can, then sooner or later, you're going to be that person that people come to and say, hey, how'd you do it? And the reality is that you will. You balance that and say, hey, this is how I did it. Let's sit down and talk. Hey, you watch me do my thing. But that doesn't change the fact that you're still going to be looking at the people that are ahead of you in the game, that are making it a little bit better than you, that are doing the things that you want to be doing in 5 years. And so regardless of what your goals are, whether they're fitness goals, whether they're business goals, whether they're goals with family, whether they're goals with your job, surround yourself with positive people who are going to push you to that next level. Accept the fact that there are going to be people in your life that are negative influences, but you can take that influence, that negativity, and allow it to fuel you to do better, to prove them wrong, and to prove yourself right. Because in the end, all you have to look back on is the accomplishments you made, the successes that you did, or that you were able to achieve, and the people that you impacted. Be that positive influence. Impact people in a positive way, and the way you do that is by making forward momentum in everything that you do. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is the Nick Ibarra Podcast. If you like what you hear, be sure to like, be sure to follow, be sure to leave me a review if you want. Available on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, and a myriad of other outlets that some people listen to and a lot don't. But again, Spotify, Stitcher, and iTunes are going to be the most common places you can find me. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.